Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio Program. I'm Gary McCants, and thank you for joining. Well, Watch, Pray, and Lead, episode number 29. And again, we always define watch from a spiritual and secular standpoint. Watchmen in the Bible were guards responsible for protecting towns and military installations from surprise enemy attacks and other potential dangers. Their job was to keep watch and warn the townspeople of impending threats. You can see that in Ezekiel chapters 33 through 35. And you got to keep in mind, whether it's in your home, in your neighborhood, or place of worship, in your village, township, province, city, state, or nation, or out there on your job, hopefully somebody who cares. And that being the motive for building up, not destroying, is looking out from a biblical perspective. And then you have the secular definition, a person who watches or who keeps watch. An analytic observer of trends, fashion, events, celebrities, or the like. And you can tell the difference. All you got to do is look at the news globally. Think about it. That which is selling, talking about somebody else's gossip or what they're wearing, all of that. Do you see the distinct difference between the two watch persons, one from a spiritual, the other from a secular standpoint? The topics discussed today and the ones you've heard the last three episodes on Saturday is similar to a watchman looking out for the people. You heard me talk about it one Saturday of as relates to why black men are quiet. Then you heard Brother Solomon come on, who's now with the Christian Post, talking about why the college young men and young ladies, the collegiate ones, I have a problem with the men and why they're not dating and some of the challenges the men have as relates to the bondages they find themselves in. You know, and Brother Solomon was talking about it even from the standpoint of pornography and so forth, and he used himself as an example. And then you heard our beloved sister, Katrina Ferguson, you know, creator of a blog, Impacting Righteously, being watched as the top 100 being watched in 2021. Katrina, you'll hear more from her on upcoming Saturday programs with Katrina and Gary, you know, quiet time. But what we've been discussing are issues like Katrina did as pertained to the lady. So what's impacting our lives as individuals, irrespective of our skin tone, but as followers of Christ, not as followers of some man or some woman, or political party and all of that, but of Christ. So stay tuned, because September the 1st, we're going to have believers from around the globe talking about cultural issues. The wife of a pastor murdered in northern India for his Christian faith says she will continue his work. Did you hear that? They may have taken her husband's physical life, but not the spiritual message. An Algerian man jailed for abandoning Islam and accepting donations to spread Christianity plans to appeal the sentence. And God has given us sanctified common sense to stand and speak up, even for ourselves. Do you remember the Apostle Paul when they were abusing him? Do you even remember our Savior when they were beating him? Remember, it just didn't turn the cheek. It gives a sanctified common sense to stand. Niger's president said his country needed technological assistance from its European partners to fight jihadists. The wife of a Cuban pastor who was detained amid protests in Cuba has issued a desperate plea for information about his condition. Christian pastors are among at least 100 people who have been beaten and imprisoned by the Cuban government amid nationwide protests against systematic rights violations. A severe economic crisis and the surge in COVID-19 cases, Christian Post report. Pleading for help from the international community, the wife of an imprisoned pastor has called on Christians worldwide to pray for Cuban suffering government violence. And I know you heard recently in the United States, and maybe in your country, those of you who listen to the program globally, where individuals who happen to be politicians were trying to make like that which is occurring in Cuba had to deal with a virus. Could you imagine you as an individual who's under persecution, being physically assaulted and all of that goes along with persecution, and someone coming along trying to tell you what you went through, what you're going through, and they're not or have not been. There's something wrong with them or something wrong with you. You know it is. President Biden's administration confirms China was behind the hack of 30,000 Microsoft Exchange servers in April and condemns China for hiring criminal contract hackers to carry out U.S. ransomware attacks. Russia successfully tests hypersonic Chikon missile that Putin boasts is without equal and can strike anywhere and evade U.S. defense shield. You know, you have your spiritual enemies, you know, the devil, demons, and the two-leg enemies that are being used by the devil and demons, according to the word. And you have the inside of yourself that works against you, that world system. You know, the flesh, the world, and the devil, those three enemies. But what happens when you have nations ran by men and women trying to destroy another nation occupied by and ran by men and women? More than 200 people in 27 states are being monitored for possible exposure to monkeypox after they had contact with an individual who contracted the disease in Nigeria before traveling to the United States this month. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, to date, no additional cases have been detected. State and local health authorities are working with CDC to identify and assess the individual and follow up with them daily until late this month, said Andrea McCollum, who leads the Pox versus Epidemiology Unit at the agency's National Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Infectious Diseases. think about what we started off with. Remember, you have the spiritual watchers and you have the secular watchers. Here we're speaking of the medical watchers as well, looking out for individuals who are carrying viruses and others impacting the nation. Israel is about to become the first country in the world to test an oral COVID-19 vaccine. Oramed Pharmaceutical CEO told the Jerusalem Post recently that Oramed's daughter company, Oravax Medical, is gearing up to commence clinical trials of its vaccine at Tel Aviv Sourasky Medical Center after receiving approval for its study protocol from the hospital's Institutional Review Board. Now it's just waiting for approval from the health ministry, which is expected within the coming few weeks. Oravax already completed GMP manufacturing in Europe of several thousand capsules that will be available for the Israeli trial and eventually in other countries. See, all the pharmaceutical companies around the globe trying to make sure that they come up with a vaccine that fits it all and help all, if that be the motive. And speaking of Israel, for the first time since 2002, Israel has rejoined the African Union, an important diplomatic achievement. The African Union for an Integrated, Prosperous, and Peaceful Africa is the largest and most important organization in the African continent, and its members are all the 55 countries of the African continent. The UK government won't make churches use COVID passports. The faith minister has denied reports that the government's new rules around COVID passports for large venues will include churches. The UK government faith minister was responding to a tweet I talk radio, which suggested nightclubs, movie theaters, and churches would need to check if visitors have been vaccinated. He said, as faith minister, I would like to make clear to everyone that the government is not going to make being double jabbed a condition of entry to a place of worship. And talk radio has got this wrong. Well, I know that is good news for the UK brethren and the places of worship and all the pastors, especially our beloved sister in the UK, Fiona Lynch, pastor, senior pastor, Fiona Lynch, and our relational co-host on Challenges of Faith radio program. In response to the ongoing cybersecurity threat to pipeline system, Department of Homeland Security's Transportation Security Administration, TSA, announced the issuance of a second security directive that requires owners and operators of TSA-designated critical pipelines that transport hazardous liquids and natural gas to implement a number of urgently needed protections against cyber intrusion. The lives and livelihoods of the American people depend on our collective ability to protect our nation's critical infrastructure from evolving threats. You know, that's good news. That's very good news. I remember that I was assigned as a project manager on behalf of a firm that owner, former Secret Service agent and federal agents and all of that. His company. Assisted U.S. and global companies in areas of energy and so forth. And this is very, very important because, again, when you talk about enemies, gaining access to that which is important, you know, the natural Jane and John Doe citizen, not up on all of this, just involved in their own daily lives. Somebody as a watcher has got to be looking out for that which can impact your individual life, your family life, your city, nation, village, province, lives. It's all important. Google allegedly admitted to listening to conversations recorded by Google Assistant even without a user's Hey Google trigger. The tech giant made the admission during a closed-door meeting with the Indian government officials. According to a report, though, Google has attempted to clarify the claim. Sources also told India Today the company admitted that its AI assistant will at times record audio on a smartphone or a smart speaker even when it hasn't been summoned. Google clarified how the assistant system works in a statement to Android Authority. Google has previously admitted that employees listen to short recordings to improve language comprehension in its product. Checking Google recordings, all of your Google activity can be found in the My Activities section of your Google account. And in there, you'll find everything from your Google Map entries to your search engine query. You can read a list in the Google Home app or actually listen back to your own voice search history if it's been recorded. And thankfully, you can also easily erase your history by deleting recordings on your PC and recordings on your phone. I try to do mine every day. Because it's interesting how your recording turns on and you haven't even said anything, but it's waiting for you to. Now, you know, this is crazy news. Now, I hope you got your water, your tea, your milk, your coffee, your food, wherever you are globally, because, you know, we're in different time zones. Everyone knows in order to destroy any person, any home, neighborhood, town, province, village, city, state, and country. It begins from within, you know, a Trojan horse. So look at the United States. You know, I always talk about home first before I talk about elsewhere. But the United States, or maybe your country, those of you who are listening, but make sure you're listening from a biblical perspective. Do your homework. Look at it prophetically, theologically, doctrinally. The United States is not mentioned in prophecy. Now, for the believer, the household of faith, please pay attention and wake up from your sleep. You know you have to. How did this happen? Who sold out of every skin tone and political party? And when you hear me say that, all you got to do is look at the news, irrespective of where you are globally. What face does one have out there representing somebody's community trying to convince you to believe what they're saying, rocking you asleep or back to sleep or confusing you? When the word has made it clear that God is not the author of confusion. And so when you look at the people out there, irrespective of who they are, all you got to do is get behind their belief system and then you'll know where they're coming from. That don't mean that you and I are going to act like those disciples who was with our Lord in the wheat and the tares story. Or are we going to run around and act like we got it going on? But you know, the word lets us know that we can be a fruit inspector, you know. End up the shoes match the lips without judging. But I say all that to say China is buying up American farms. And Washington, the nation's capital, wants to crack down now to push to drain China's influence from the U.S. economy has reached America's farm country as congressional lawmakers from both parties are looking at measures to crack down on foreign purchases of prime agricultural real estate. House lawmakers recently advanced legislation to that effect, warning that China's presence in the American food system poses a national security risk. And key Senate lawmakers have already shown interest in efforts to keep American farms in American hands. Think about what I just shared. Think about the food, where you're getting your food from. Think about whoever your enemies are that's trying to destroy you by whatever means necessary. Think about the two-legged person that you've ever had in your life that went all out. You never did anything to them, and they tried to destroy you by whatever means was necessary. They tried to discredit you by whatever means was necessary. Now, escalate it. Do you know what to do in the event of? Now, that's important. Because I want you to think about the wealthy people all of a sudden, they've been doing it, trying to go to space privately in case something's happening to Earth based upon their intelligence information that they get from whoever they get it from. And how about if something happened that you know that the wealthy underground have built whatever to protect them, and unless you have the money and the means to do it, what's going to happen with you and I? The U.S. Geological Survey said that an ongoing earthquake swarm that began at 5:52 p.m. Thursday is centered beneath Yellowstone Lake, and there have been 40 earthquakes larger than a magnitude 2, and 2 have been above a 3.0 magnitude. USGS said an ongoing swarm with more than 141 earthquakes is centered beneath Yellowstone Lake. What would you do? We're not talking about Hollywood movie or whatever country you live in who make the movie for your country. The Space Force is developing direct energy weapons as a counter to space warfare threats posed by both Russia and China. China and Russia. Aren't you glad? Whatever country you live in, especially the United States, you have watchers paying attention to the enemy who are trying to destroy you. You are watching, aren't you? And speaking of space, NASA has warned in a new study that a moon wobble, which occurs normally 18.6 years, will contribute to an increase in severe flooding to most U.S. mainland coastlines in the mid-2030. Sky News report. A warning was given by NASA's Sea Level Change Science Team and a study published by Natural Climate Change. The periodic wobble in the moon's orbit normally produces extreme high and low tides, which this time will impact rising sea levels, and that is not all. Now, you didn't hear anything from NASA, from climate change, you hear about people on earth been talking about. You know you have. But somebody somewhere is going to try to make it appear that that's exactly what has happened. And did you also hear what is nearing earth in a couple of days? Well, I'm not going to tell you. Time for you to do your independent research. Go to NASA. Go to NASA. Find out what they're looking out for, watching out for. Because, see, sometimes your eyes can be over here and over there is where you're being struck. It, harm. That can impact not only you and your family, your city, your nation, but Earth itself. You know, like those movies you've been watching that talk about, you know, asteroids, meteorites, you know, hitting Earth. Oops. Gave you a clue. But keep in mind, as far as they know, not going to hit Earth. It's just going to come near Earth. But don't you jump off the challenges of Rafe radio program while I'm sipping my water and run and tell somebody that that's what you heard from Gary, that Earth is going to be struck by a meteorite and all that, because that's not what you heard. Get your rumors and your facts right. When Tanner Cross dared to stand publicly for his student at Leesburg Elementary in Lodown County, Virginia, he had no idea that choice might cost him his job. During an open forum at his local school board meeting, Tanner commented, "I love my students, but I would never lie to them, regardless of the consequences." He said, "I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I would not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion. It's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God." The next day, the school district put Tanner on administrative leave. And thanks to the legal efforts of the Alliance Defending Freedom, he has been reinstated. Tanner Cross put his faith in action by using his First Amendment right to advocate for his students against a proposed transgender policy. He credited his courage to the bold and unapologetic preaching of his pastor, Gary Hemrick, at Cornerstone Chapel. A Sunday after Tanner's suspension, Pastor Hemrick prayed over Tanner and his wife and encouraged his congregation to live out their faith, take back their schools, and be ready to be salt and light even in the face of opposition. Many in the church signed a petition against the 6 school board members who supported the school policy. To be passive is to be complicit, Pastor Hemrick stated. He said that we know that hope for our nation lies not in politicians, parties, or pundits, but in the pulpits and pews across this nation. If you're going to see the United States turn back to God, even your nation, whoever's listening to the program, it must begin in the place of worship, not the building. The persons of all skin tones who say they are followers of Christ in shoe leather and not their lips. In essence, living our faith in the public square has a ripple effect when believers dare to stand, dare to surrender to God, and dare to be used by the Holy Spirit of God and refuse to conform to the world. You heard me say as we close out, if you were arrested today because of your faith in Christ, and you're taken for a judge and your peers. Would the prosecutor have enough evidence that you're real in God to convict you before your peers who are your neighbors, before your judge? Well, Lord willing, tune in Sunday as we take a look in the book of Psalm, returning to chapter 9, looking at the second of the seven judgments. And next week, Lord willing, we'll be headed looking at the relational topics with Fiona and Tasha, and then coming up with quality time with Katrina and Gary on Saturday. Tasha on Friday, Fiona on Wednesday. But Fiona's moving to prime time Sunday, 8 p.m. on all the platforms. Tasha's on Friday, prime time, 8 p.m. Katrina will be on Saturday, prime time, 8 p.m. Ready to close out? I know you are. You're familiar with the scripture, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He'll direct your path. Do you know where you can find it at, believer of the household of faith? Not going to tell you. You got to find it for yourself. It's time. Get up out of that water. Comfortability. It's time to move forward. Time to wake out of your sleep. Get back in the battle. Be used of God for His glory. For His glory. I'm Gary McCann.